attention was caught by something on the plane of stone. For an instant, I saw a ghost of pale light out there, about where I glimpsed that lump of darkness some time before. Was there something out there? I didn't go look. It never occurred to me to try. In retrospect, I can't understand why. How could the impulse not arise? How could I not actively engage the choice of investigating or not investigating? I don't know. I just sort of went, and continued on about my normal ghost time rat killing. I rejected impulses to search for Mogaba and Goblin. I can be lazy, even when all the work I have to do is think. Finding them would take a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and calculating, and then I might not accomplish anything. So I decided to spy on Soulcatcher instead. By now, she should be recovered enough to be grumbling and scheming and maybe doing something interesting. Or she might just be laying around sleeping. Soulcatcher was just laying around sleeping. Surrounded by woods where every branch and twig boasted a complement of crows, it looked like every crow in the world had gathered around her hideout. It was unlikely they would starve for a while. They'd been living well. Already the earth beneath them was buried under their droppings. Shadows drifted below, whimpering because the crows wouldn't come down to play. Like a shadow myself, I wormed into Catcher's cave. I encountered the spells she'd woven to keep the darkness at bay. For a time, those resisted me too, but I was different enough to find a way through. Catcher was sleeping. How often did that happen? The daughter of night wasn't asleep, and she was a sensitive child. She felt me arrive. She sat up on her bed of damp pine needles.
Mother?
Catcher was a light sleeper. She sprang erect, alert, turning as she sought danger. She wore the mask that had been one of her trademarks in the old days. Mostly she'd done without it lately, but seldom did I see her in public, and never in the flesh. She resembled Lady, though she had even finer features and a more sensual air. Croker claims he resisted her seductions. Publicly, I believe him, but I don't know how he managed. I would have trouble, despite my devotion to Sari. Maybe it was just his age. Catcher's hideout was illuminated by a lamp that hung from the ceiling of the cave. It was a cousin of our shadow-repellent candles. It wasn't bright, but its light left no place for any little death died.
What did you say?
The voice Catcher used was that of a man whose throat had been smashed and could speak in only a hoarse whisper. Except this whisper was heavy with malice, a voice in keeping with the old dread repute of the 10 who were taken. It contained the compassion of a serpent, the sympathy of a spider. The Daughter of Night didn't react. From her response, Soulcatcher might not have been there at all. Catcher giggled, like a girl sharing whispers about boys.
Defiance is pointless. Stubbornness is meaningless. There is no one to help you.
That was the voice of despair. It rasped, too, but it was the last speech of an old man dying of cancer.
You are mine to do with as I please. It pleases me that you tell me what you just said.
The child raised her